are listening to the Morning Pre-Flight. I am Code Talker. With me,
Stuck Mike also.
Mr. Stuck Mike, how are you?
Doing fine.
Still hanging in there?
I'm
we have a guest
fine.
In studio, much to our delight, but I wasn't quite prepared for this because someone didn't put it on the schedule.
Okay.
He knew about it, told me all about it, and then
forgot
to document it.
I'll take that.
Mr. Michael Combs from Flight for the Human Spirit. We had you in last year. It was great talking to you, and we just want to catch up with you, see how it's going this year.
I tell you, it's fantastic to be here. Fantastic. I look forward to coming up, not to see you guys, but I just like the view of the field from here.
It is a great view, isn't it?
That's right.
So, Michael, last year we talked about Flight for the Human Spirit. Give us 60 seconds of what that project is.
I had always wanted to fly. I put that dream off for too long. August of 2003, my heart stopped twice. Following December, I realized that I'm never going to fly, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I promised myself right then and there that I was going to live my life with no regrets. Sometime while I was recovering, I knew that I had to fly an airplane into all 50 states, which seemed like a pretty epic journey for me at the time, since it was difficult for me even to get out of bed at the moment. But we've done it. We've accomplished quite a bit. So my goal now is to reach... Last year at this time, I was trying to reach 20 million people with the message that it's never, ever too late to follow your dreams, no matter what they are. We're now over 25 million people that we've reached. Unbelievable. And our goal now is 50 million. And it's amazing, just the stories that are coming out of this incredible journey that I've been on.
So when did the flight start?
April 10th of 2010.
Right. And since then, you've been to 49 of 50 states.
Correct. In a light sport aircraft.
Wow.
So how many miles, airports, takeoffs, landings? What are some of the metrics around that?
Well, it's interesting, Mike. When I was here last year, we were at 101 stops and 14,100 and some miles.
That was the plan, or that was what was completed?
Well, that was where we were at the moment.
Okay.
Now I'm at 28,349 miles and 173 stops. This has ballooned far greater than what I thought it would become. Originally, I thought we would be around 12,000 miles, and here we are heading towards 30 now.
So that helps explain how you've made an impact or contacted more people with your story than you had intended. But you've had some other real boosts along the way that have sort of helped get that story out, right?
We have. I mean, it's interesting. Our fans are amazing. I mean, they... when I was here last year, I had a call from AARP magazine who said, we want to do a feature story on you. And that was, 15, 20 million. I can't remember the exact number. I've got it written down as far as their subscribers that read about the story. And that was a year ago from an effort born by one of our fans. Since then, I was contacted by a magazine in China. So I'm writing 7 feature articles for a Chinese magazine. Somebody said to me yesterday, he came up, he says, do you realize you're a big celebrity in China right now? And I said, no, I didn't realize that. So it's just fascinating. Loop Magazine out of the UK is doing an article on me. So it's becoming a global presence instead of a U.S. presence. Only.
That's just outstanding. Now, of the 49 states, of course, the one that is the most distant that was kind of touchy there for a while was Alaska.
Yes.
Because Canada doesn't recognize the sport pilot license. How did you get to fly in Alaska?
You know, last year at this time, I had no clue how we were going to do it. I just knew I needed to get to Alaska. Shortly after I was here talking with you, I was doing a presentation on Sunday morning, which is the worst time to do a presentation here at EAA. but Bob Warner, who was a retired executive VP for EAA, he and his lovely wife Noelle came in, were one of the 3 people to watch me speak that last time, and they were just grabbed by this project. Bob ended up using his private pilot's license. And he and I met up in Seattle and flew on up into Canada and made it to Alaska. So the whole project is deeply indebted to him.
Wow, that's great.
For his efforts.
So once you got to Alaska, you became PIC again, right?
Yes.
Okay. What was that like?
Oh, I just cannot describe how incredible it is to fly through the Canadian Rockies and on up into Alaska. I mean, it's just a very formidable country. I mean, you look down and you see glaciers and ice flows, and it looked like those Roadrunner and Bugs Bunny cartoons where you just look down into this dark abyss, you know, from outside the window. But unbelievably beautiful. Unbelievable.
Go ahead.
I can only imagine just how that was, but you bring up an interesting point. You've probably flown over more states than the vast majority of pilots out here or in general in the world, and certainly more hours, and certainly more landscapes and more of this country. So Alaska being a given, what were some of your favorite spots to fly over? What was the most interesting features? I mean, you've seen a topographical picture that few ever get to see.
Absolutely. You know, talk about a front row seat to this planet. It's been unbelievable. Key West, Niagara Falls, Grand Canyon. Boy, I could go on and on. The Pacific Ocean just always grabs me. The desert Southwest was incredibly beautiful, even though it was hot and windy out there. Boy, the Mississippi River, I never get tired of flying over that, no matter where we are in the flight. Boy, and Friday afternoon, I'll be giving a speech on the 20 best places to fly.
Where's that going to be?
Forum 3.
Forum 3?
Mm-hmm.
So, evaluate your piloting skills, if you could. What are the things that you think you've become strongest through this experience? What are the things that you still want to get better at in particular?
That's a good question. No one has ever asked me that question, and I'm glad you did. When you and I first met, I was in Indiana, and it's still, whenever I thought of flying, my palms would sweat, even then. And now I'm very comfortable with it. I look forward to it. And I realized I'm giving a big speech in October in Colorado. And one thing I'm going to point out to them is to pose the question, when is it that I realize that I love flying the most? And most people would say it's when you're behind the stick or when you're up in the air, but it's when I'm not flying, because I look up at an airplane and wish I was there.
Yeah.
And that's the transformation that's happened to me over the last year. Crosswind landings, things like that, are not something that I'm nervous about anymore. Of course, we're always cautious, but I look forward to it now.
Yeah.
It's not something that has a mystique to me. It's something that I can do.
How about working with controlled airports?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Boy.
I mean, you've done a bunch of them now.
I definitely have. I mean, I've that little Remos, I tell you, I've landed it in front of a 737, behind a 737, behind a B-52 bomber, in Bravo, Charlie, Delta Airspace. I use flight following everywhere, so I'm very proficient at the radios. Not that I always get it right, but I'm not afraid to click on the mic and talk to the boys out there.
Yep.
I don't know. It's been a great learning experience for sure. Most pilots, from what I understand, don't stray away from their familiar airports. And boy, to fly into new airports every day and become so familiar with it that's routine is it's a real gift to me. Great experience.
So what's it look like getting you to the 50th state at this point?
FedEx has quoted me 23,000 one way.
Ooh.
One way. So we need 50,000 essentially to
fold the wings
air.
On the Remos GX.
Fold the wings, which I love about the Remos. You can fold the wings and ship it anywhere you want. We've had it in a mall and convention center and on. To ship it by sea is 11 to 14,000. So we're raising those funds or looking for a sponsor. I do have an 80% chance of a ride next year with extra aircraft on a C-5. For a military, combined military air show next year.
Interesting. Do they even need to fold the wings?
No, I don't think we will. I think I can do a touch and go in the C-5.
I think so.
So anyway, we do have that opportunity, which if we need to pull that trigger, we will do that next year.
Exactly.
I would just like to have the project finished at this point, you know, just so we can move along. I have another big aviation thing that I'm planning already, and
we'll have
that was kind of be my next question. What's your next goal? If you're looking forward to finishing this without giving too much away.
Sure. Well, you know, immediate goals is I promised my fans I would set 6 new world records. So we've set 4 of them so far. So I've got 2 more world records coming up. One will be a cross-country world record, a sanctioned FAI world record, with a sport pilot's certificate, which is a little more challenging because you can't fly at night. So we'll end up taking the seat out, the right seat, putting an extra fuel tank, which will give me about 7 hours of flight time. And then I put it out to my fans, where do you want me to set the next world record? And they've given me a list of their favorite airports, so we're going through that now. So those are the things coming up, is those two plus Hawaii.
So what are the records that you've set?
We have set the most distance flown in an unmodified aircraft, unmodified light sport aircraft on a trip, most miles flown of any light sport aircraft on a trip, and the most stops on a trip of any historic aviation flight. We've flown more airports than any other flight in the history of man.
Wow. And then there was the Branson record,
yes,
right?
We just set a sanctioned FAI world record on July 9th from Fort Worth to Branson, which I said in my speech yesterday that I'm the latest aviation world record holder in the history of the world right now.
Wow. Congratulations. So glad you came to see us today.
I know. It's exciting.
We're running close on time, and I know that there's one thing you specifically wanted to say this morning.
I know they're listening out in Texas here, but I wanted to give a shout out to my local EAA chapter, the DFW Light Flyers. Hi, guys.
They've been a big part of what you've done.
They have. They have been strong. They provided more encouragement than anything, because when I first showed up there, I had no airplane, did not have my pilot's license, and had just the plan of flying into 50 states, but that was it. And they embraced us. And I encourage anyone listening who doesn't have your pilot certificate, join your local EAA chapter. They're a fantastic bunch of guys.
Great.
And gals.
Thanks so much for coming by
today.
Thanks so
much. Thank you, guys.
Each time you come in, I really want to go back to flight school again, Mike.
You need to.
I really do.
Don't give up on that.
I don't think I will. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you. Appreciate it.